bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks. All right, trying to get the live video going here. Let me turn down this a little bit. All right, and now we are live. We are on air. We are doing this. And this is the Trent Speaks Podcast Live Edition. I'm working on getting everything up and running. I just went live on Instagram, on the Trent Speaks Instagram. I'm working right now on trying to figure out how the heck you do live on your computer. I've never really gone live on my computer before, so I'm trying to figure out what this is actually saying to me right now. You would think that I would have worked on this earlier to figure out how to do it. Oh, let's see here. Yeah, title, Trent Speaks Live. All right. All right. Go live in the bottom right corner. Technical difficulties got me delayed, but we're here, we're going now, that's all that matters. This is the first time I've ever done now we're up on Instagram. This is the first time I've ever done a Facebook Live on my computer, as opposed to my phone. So I have my phone for Instagram, my computer for Facebook Live, and here we are. I'm rocking my Trent Speaks t-shirt here. You can get yourself a Trent Speaks t-shirt. Just let me know if you'd like one, but rocking that tonight, of course, for the live podcast and everything. The live podcast is a little bit harder to prepare for. I think the reason it's harder to prepare for is because you don't know who, if anyone, is going to come onto the podcast to even listen. But I mean, that's part of the live part is you don't going into a motivational talk. I don't know if people are actually going to, if they're actually going to show up to a motivational talk. And so sometimes you just kind of got to be ready for the unexpected and not know what to expect. And I think that's okay. That's completely okay. I think that's though why this one was the hardest to prep for, because of the unknown and not knowing what to talk about. I still have topics I could talk about if I feel that I need to fill in time or anything like that for this week. I can always go back and revert and say, you know, I didn't really like it, and I could post a podcast tomorrow and just take out the whole live aspect and just post a podcast tomorrow and talk about how this was either a fluke or talk about how great this was. But one thing that, sorry, I'm looking at my notes here about what I wrote. And it's funny because I even wrote on here, I'm out of my element now. So doing this live, it's a whole different story than talking to someone on the phone and sharing their story, or than just having material prepared. And so it's a lot different. It's not what I've done before. And so it's out of my element to be doing it this way, as opposed to having something prepped and ready to talk about and different talking points and everything. It was also kind of weird to not have a week and a half, really, of prepping for this podcast. Typically, it's me doing a night or two of editing, trying to find someone to talk to or find something to talk about, and then kind of going from there. But the last time that I've actually talked to anyone for the podcast was actually on Sunday of last week. And so it's been weird that I've had this whole week and a half of not really talking to anyone or doing anything because I've been waiting for the live podcast, which funny enough, this wasn't planned this way at all, but I randomly, a couple weeks ago, randomly picked a date that I was going to do the live podcast, and all of a sudden, I realized a couple days ago that this actually marks the 3-month anniversary of my first podcast that I posted. And like I said, that was by fluke chance. So just out of the blue, this happens to be the 3-month anniversary podcast, you could say, becomes the Trent Speaks Live podcast. And so whether this is a flop today or whether it goes well, it doesn't really matter. Because, you know, this entire thing is an experiment. This entire thing is just something fun for me to do and something that I enjoy doing. And so we'll see how it goes. If you have questions, feel free to post them, whether it's in the comment section or text me. I'm up on my Mac right now, so I have access to that. If you'd like to call me, you can call me. I am trying to go live on Instagram though as well. Currently on Instagram, update for you, we have 0 people. However, I did have someone join earlier. Hello. I did have someone join earlier, and they gave me a nice thumbs up, and now they've basically said, peace out, we're done listening to you, because it tells me no one's listening on Instagram right now. Though I do have 4 people on Facebook, so what's up, Facebook peeps? Thank you, Tim. Thank you. Tim has been a big inspiration to me as well. Tim's my pastor from back home. I still listen to the messages from church and everything. But he's also been a big inspiration to me as well in terms of the speaking and everything. And so I'm excited to continue to talk to him and stay in touch with him and everything. I want to also give a couple other people a shout out too. My friend Stu McAllister. So Stu McAllister, he hosts the LMNO podcast. He will post that twice a week. You can hear him on SoundCloud as well as me. And then a good friend of mine, Margaret, props to her. Last week she took a leap and she started something that was kind of outside of her comfort zone. So it took a lot for me to get this podcast started 3 months ago. And my friend Travis, he was a huge part of how this podcast got started in the first place. He actually had told me that I would that I would be really good at doing a podcast, and he kept pushing me to do it. I've talked about this in a podcast episode before, how I was just like, gosh, Travis, will you stop? Like, he's always asking me, when are you going to do this? When are you going to do this? Like, come on, just get it started. But I was so thankful, and I am so thankful that he continued to push me, because he's the reason really this podcast got its start and that it's come to be where it's at so far. And just to kind of show how influential Travis can be and how much he really supports the people he cares about. His wife just last week started a blog, because Travis kept pushing her, saying, you know, you'd be really good at this. I think you'd do well at this. So I'd strongly encourage you, go check out my friend Margaret's blog, please. You can find it at momlifewiththesmithwife.wordpress.com. Again, that is momlifewiththesmithwife.wordpress.com. That's something that you'll hear me say on my podcasts over the next few weeks and everything. I'll continue to give her a nice plug. She actually posted something today. She's been posting about once a week. She's got 2 blog posts out there right now. So I just want to actually read a little snippet from Margaret's post from today on Mom Life with the Smith Wife blog, because I think that she says something in here that really captures a large part of what it is that I like to kind of talk a lot about, and something that both she's found through doing her blog and through me doing my podcast, I really think that she put it into great perspective with these words here. My friend Travis, actually, I just saw joined on Instagram. Travis, I actually just got done giving Margaret a shout out and plugging her her blog. So I'm going to try and get her some people. All right. Anyway, so this is a section from her blog that I absolutely love today. Take a chance. That could mean anything. Buying a house, skydiving, quitting the job you say you love, traveling around Europe, buying a new car, etc. Let's face it. We always say that we will, but we never do. Am I right? We all say the same thing, that it's not the right time. What if it doesn't work? Or I don't have the money. Blah, blah, blah. They're all excuses. Whatever it is that you've been wanting to take a chance on, go do it. Why? Because you can, and that's what I did. And for her, it paid off into a collaboration with a boutique in New York. So I'm happy for her. I'm glad that things are starting to work out for her in her favor because she took a chance. And so I think that that message really rang true for me when I read it, because I reflect on a lot of the things that I want to do with Trent Speaks. You know, I took a chance that, sorry, I just got a text and it distracted me. I took a chance that, that I was going to start this podcast, that I was going to really get involved with Trent Speaks and keep pushing. And you know, that's really all you can do, is to take a chance, because like Margaret's saying in her blog post, you never know what the outcome can be. How are you supposed to know what the outcome is going to be if you never try it or you never put that foot forward? Something that Tim said to me once was, when I was having him review part of my speech and everything, was that if you fail, you fail. And, you know, it is what it is, really. But how are, like, you're not going to know if you're going to succeed or not if you don't at least try. And I think that's the thing that we're too afraid of nowadays. We're afraid of failure. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's okay to be afraid of failure. But I think what we need to be more okay with is that failure is okay, and it's a natural part of life. I think we just need to be a lot more accepting of failure than what we already are. I guess I don't know where I'm going to take the rest of this podcast tonight, or how long I'm going to run this podcast tonight. If, like I said, if you have any questions or if you want to ask me anything, whether it's about my journey on where I want Trent Speaks to go, or what it is that I want to talk about, or if you have any questions at all, whether it's about me or really anything, feel free to throw them in the comments section. I'm more than happy to answer them. Yes, unfortunately, my apartment isn't the cleanest right now, so you can't see too much, but you can see some of it, of course. Shout out to my dad. He sent me a check to kind of contribute to some of the costs of my podcast lately. And so that's been really nice. I've had to start paying to host my podcast on SoundCloud and everything, but you know, it's an investment. It's something that I enjoy doing. Like I said, it was weird to not podcast for the past week and a half, and it made me feel out of my element. So this is something that I've learned, even just within the past week and a half, that I love doing this. Like, I don't want to stop doing these podcasts. And something I've been thinking a lot about lately too is that I have been very bad about holding myself accountable and getting things done, in terms of like, I want to start doing note cards so I can start to learn what it is that I want to talk about. and knowing right off the top of my head, instead of having to look at a paper, to know exactly what I want to say. And so that self-accountability part is really hard. And so if you ever are on Facebook and you see me on there, or if you just want to shoot me a message sometime and just kind of help me to hold myself accountable, that would be greatly appreciated. So if you could shoot me a message, say, hey, how's that speech going? How's that memorization going? Did you get started on those note cards yet? It would mean the world to me. And so I thank you in advance. Shout out to Brandon. Brandon, thank you for the, I'll be talking to Brandon on Sunday, actually. I think I'll be talking to Brandon on Sunday. I actually texted him earlier and said, we're talking on Sunday for the podcast next week. So as long as he doesn't say no, you can expect to hear my friend Brandon on the podcast next week as the guest. My mom wants a shout out. She said, shout out to me with 4 exclamation points. So shout out to my mom. What did I eat for dinner? Funny enough, I made beef tips tonight, though I did something different. So my mom used to make it with like egg noodles. I have never really made them with egg noodles. I am doing rice now, so I usually put it on rice. However, today I put it on bread because that's how I ate my leftovers last time. I had ate a big lunch as well, so I was like, you know, rice isn't going to go well with this time. So I figured that I would just go on bread this time. I have plenty of leftovers, but that's okay because on my calendar for tomorrow, because I've been trying to meal prep a little bit more, is actually leftovers. So that'll work out perfectly. I had another question from my friend Emily. How do I get a Trent Speaks mug? Honestly, if you really want a mug, I will get you a mug. The mug isn't going to look like this, Emily. However, I have another Trent Speaks mug that I would be more than happy to order for you. I don't know how much they cost, but I could look into that and let you know. She also asked if get a hold of me and I'll get you a mug. I'll let you know how much they are. Is my logo trademarked? No. You actually have no idea how hard it can be to figure out how to trademark, whether you should trademark. So there's a lot of different stuff on the internet of whether you should even trademark. It's actually more work to get it trademarked than it is to not get it trademarked, which you're probably like, well, duh. It's a lot of legal stuff. You should actually get, there's actually like lawyers and everything. There's lawyers for trademark laws and stuff, which I'm sure you already know about that. Shout out to Emily. She just finished her second year of law school. She's got one more year left. So shout out to Emily for that. Nope, there is no family discount on apparel or mugs or anything like that. My mom also wants me to give a shout out to my sister Alyssa, saying how she made this mug, and she did. This isn't the mug, like I said, that you'd be getting. I have another mug that I was about to actually pull out and I would be drinking out of. However, I realized I didn't wash it as well as I should have. Yeah, it was Emily's second. Thank you for confirming that, Emily. I just want to say there's not a whole lot of people on here. People are coming and going, and I understand that. It's 8 o'clock at home, 7 o'clock here. I have one more obligation tonight, and that is to watch the season finale of The Impractical Jokers. I don't know how many of you other people love The Impractical Jokers, but they are by far my absolute favorite. They are on reruns all the time on True TV, and I don't ever get sick of watching them. Like, I watch the same shows over and over and over again, and they make me laugh every single time. So that's on at 9 o'clock, so don't worry, I got plenty of time. I made sure that I was cognizant and when I was planning out my time for tonight to leave enough time to make sure that I see the season finale of The Impractical Jokers tonight. I also have a lot of cool other swag that I have. I have stickers. I have like thank you cards. I have postcards. I got some business cards. I almost actually hung up my banner, but I have a banner that is a Trent Speaks banner. And so for me a lot right now, I'm trying to do a lot of publicity. Just trying to get my name out there, who I am. That's honestly going to be the hardest part for me, is getting my name out there of who I am and trying to brand myself that way. So I just ask for your help. I ask for your continued support. I thank you for the support that you've shown me so far. Like I said, if you're interested in a t-shirt or anything like that, greatly appreciated. I'm going to answer Emily's question about target audiences after I take a sip of my hot chocolate. That is delicious. Yum. Yum. That's Red Robin. All right, Emily asked about my target audience. So my target audience is college students, actually. I really would like to get into colleges and universities. That's my initial goal, is to get into there. I have a speech prepared, but really I could talk about anything and everything. So a couple weeks ago, if you listen into my podcast, I had a keynote speech for an induction banquet for the top 1% of leaders on our campus. And that was phenomenal. They loved it. I heard that they were asking, well, is he going to do it again next year? I don't know whether or not I'll be asked. If I'm asked, of course I'll say yes. But it was just an honor to even be able to see my name and see keynote address speaker Trent Podskalin. That was crazy to see, but so awesome. Sometimes I don't feel like I'm old enough to be able to like be a keynote speaker, to be an adult. It's weird. It's a weird feeling. I feel like I still need to look to someone who has more responsibility than me, but I'm the one who's responsible. So yeah, sorry to answer your question. So yes, I want to focus on college students. I would like to at some point too also talk with high school students. I think that the talk that I have prepared is very transferable between the two, and also transferable between groups. So I am in the process of talking right now to some of the people on the committees here. So maybe trying to like do like our CA training, for example. Maybe trying to do some speaking for them. I was talking to my wife and being able to tailor to different groups of what it is the speech is about. Because everything really is a general thing within the speech, but I can add in specific examples, which will tailor it to different groups and stuff like that. So that's kind of where I'm looking to go in terms of ideal target audience. Like I said, more so college, university is what I'm aiming for. But I can see myself definitely being interspersed with high schools and stuff like that too. I'm really game for any sort of speaking though. My mom cracks me up because she makes it sound like a TV reporter. I feel like I'm at a press conference or something. She says, I know you have a master's degree. Do you have any plans to further your education? You know, I would love to further my education still. I would say really, even in this position, I'm still furthering my education. I'm in a very unique spot being on a college campus and being in higher education where there are a lot of professional development opportunities. And one of those being conferences. Some people despise conferences. I absolutely love conferences. I don't know why. I just love the, I think because I love the networking piece. I love the breakout sessions from time to time. Hopefully they're good and hopefully they're interesting, but yeah, so I mean, really, I would say I'm furthering education right now in terms of professional development. Overall, though, I would say that I do want to go back to get a doctorate at some point. I looked into starting a doctorate program, and to be honest, I got super lazy at the end of last year. I kept looking at this one program in particular. It's a fully online program. And I'll be honest. I got lazy and I just didn't apply. And I think also because I was more so focused at the time on working on motivational speaking stuff, that's why I kind of put looking at a doctorate program on the back burner. But I would like to go get a doctorate, even if I don't do anything with the doctorate, which is funny because, you know, the next question I see is, what is your dream job? My dream job is to be a motivational speaker and solely live off of that. Some people don't like the term motivational speaker. Call it what you will, inspirational speaker. You can just say speaker. I don't care what you want to call it. I want to be able to be up in front of people, talk to them, make them laugh, but also connect with them and help them to learn. One of the things that I love about this podcast is being able to share people's stories. And I even think that I've learned so much from listening to these people's stories more than I thought I was going to before I started this podcast. So, and maybe that's part of my broadcasting background is wanting to share these people's stories. And so maybe, who knows, maybe one day I'll end up back in broadcasting and that'll be my niche. That'll be, Trent will just be doing the human interest stories. But yeah, I would say that's my dream job. If I can get up in front of people every day and talk to people every single day, and make a living out of that, I would be more than happy. I just bought a new car. Don't worry, I'll post a picture at some point soon. And so that's something, oh my gosh. So I actually have music going on right now. Wow, that's getting really loud. I had music going on in my headphones because I'm recording and I didn't mute out the music track. But that's something that I've been weighing lately too. So next year, I'll move down with my wife and everything. And there was the conversation that I won't work. My sole focus, my work per se, will be fully focusing on motivational speaking. Well, now buying a new car, I'm going to have a car payment, and so I'm going to have more bills than I thought I was going to. So I'm going to have to figure something out. I know as I see here, if there's a will, there's a way. And saying I have the motivational will, and I would agree. I've always been the type of person where if I want something, I'm going to find a way to make it happen. I talked about that in one of the first podcasts that I published about Thailand. When I went to the informational meeting, it wasn't if I was going to go, it was how I was going to go. And that was the same thing about going to Northern. I always was going to find a way to get what I wanted, no matter what I had to do. And that's something I've been thinking a lot about too, is how can I make sure that I'm still wanting to achieve my dream, but also supporting both me and my wife. A question I got from Jenna. Hey, shout out to Jenna. Jenna was a guest on the podcast a couple weeks ago. Go check out her segment. I don't remember what the name of it was. Anyway, Jenna was on, and it was something like everyone has a story or episode 10 or something like that. Just go look at it. But All right. Anyways, enough rambling, Trent. Jenna asks, how did you start out with moving forward with motivational speaking? I was wondering, go down that avenue. What are your tips for that? How do you get started? Honestly, it was just kind of finding my own way and doing my own thing, to be 100% honest. I guess the turning point for me, I would say, has been a few things, but the biggest thing would be networking. I think networking has been the biggest thing. And the reason I say that is because of the connections I've made with other people. And then those other people have gotten me different opportunities. So for example, I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but like I said, I'm in a unique situation here where I'm on a college campus, so I can try and have those opportunities, and my supervisor is aware of those opportunities and what it is that my career goals are. So it was very easy for me to be asked, hey, Margaret. So it was very easy for me to be asked, Trent, will you be the keynote speaker? Because they knew that I wanted to get into speaking. They know my passion, and they know what I'm able to speak about. Sorry, I got to scroll back up to the question here or else I'm going to get off track. And the other big piece, though, too, is that I went to a conference at the end of January. And during lunch, I started talking to the keynote speaker that was there. And he was a big influence. His name is Blake. Him and I still text every now and again, and we follow each other on Instagram. We have talked on the phone. We've Skyped. And he's given me a lot of tips. And one of the tips he said is kind of just like continue to talk to people in the field, like talk to other speakers and everything. And he said that was the greatest way for him to learn and to do introductions, ask people if they know other people. And so basically it's using those connections that you already have and those mutual friends. And so use, for example, I want to get rid of Facebook. Like I don't want to be on Facebook anymore. But the reason I stay on Facebook is because I know that this will be a great platform for me to brand myself and for me to promote myself to be a motivational speaker. So I hope that kind of answered your question. Jenna, if you have more questions about that, feel free to throw them in the comment section. I can hopefully clarify that for you. Otherwise, feel free to message me or text me or call me and we can talk about it sometime. But yeah, it's very hard to get started. I think one of the things that kind of resonated with me is Blake said, don't view it as how do I get started, but as a 10 speech challenge. So just talking in 10 different places. For me, whether that's at floor meetings, whether it's at events, keynote addresses and induction ceremonies. Look at it as just getting a number of different talks. Don't look at it as a length. So it could be 2 minutes to 20 minutes. Don't look at trying to get my first big speaking engagement, but try and get a number of speaking engagements. So that way I have a small little resume built so that I can say these are the places that I've spoken at. I'm going to get to Bailey's question in just a second here. Margaret's on right now, so I just wanted to say, don't forget to, earlier I gave Margaret a shout out. We have a couple more viewers now. So Margaret, you missed it, but earlier I did read a snippet from your blog from today, talking about how you should take chances and everything, because I absolutely loved it. And it's something that really resonated with me. Mom life with the smithwife.wordpress.com. As I mentioned earlier, that'll be something that I continue to plug week after week on my Trent Speaks podcast. I think it's important to give my friends shout outs, Margaret and her husband, Travis, and obviously a lot of my other friends too, but I know those two have been with me from the very beginning in terms of the Trent Speaks podcast and everything. And buying shirts and continuing to be supportive. So I thank you for that. And I'll continue to plug your blog because I absolutely love it and look forward to it every single time. You don't know how happy I was to see a new post. I was like, oh my gosh, I got to read it right now. All right, so my friend Bailey, I can't wait to see Bailey this summer. I miss these people. I wish you were here with me right now. I wish you were all in front of me, like story time with Trent. Do I have any networking tips or tricks? No. I really don't, actually. I would say just be open. One of the things that I think we spend too much time doing nowadays because it's uncomfortable is sitting on our phones. So when we're just, and don't get me wrong, I'm absolutely guilty of it too. But we close ourselves out from the outside world. And so I think that we miss a lot of connections that way. I would never be where I'm at in terms of Trent Speaks right now if a student at the conference I was at hadn't started talking to Blake, who in turn started talking to me, and that's how we kind of got the conversation started. I think I would have approached him, but I don't know if the end result would have been the same. So I think it's just making sure that you're stepping outside of your comfort zone and trying to approach people you wouldn't normally approach. It's a hard one for me to answer, but I think that I hate to sound like a broken record time after time after time, but just step outside of your comfort zone. Don't be afraid to approach people you wouldn't normally approach. And make sure you try and stay in contact with them too. So Blake gave me his cell phone number and his email address. We emailed for a little bit and then we started texting, and now we text every now and again with each other. And every now and again, either he or I will send each other texts just to say, hey, hope things are going well, just checking in. That's something Leanne's disappointed because I scheduled this during her clinical. I wasn't thinking about Leanne when I was scheduling this because this is Trent Speaks, not Leanne Speaks. But I would say, oh my gosh, see, I got myself off because Leanne's trying to take over in my head. What was I about to get on talking about? Tips, tricks, networking, Leanne. Yeah, I don't know. I completely lost my train of thought. I'm sure it'll come back to me. All right. Is it easier to speak to a live audience of people or alone on a podcast that you're recording prior to publishing? I personally think for me, this is difficult. I'll be very honest. This right here, doing a Facebook Live right now, talking to all of you, don't get me wrong, I absolutely love it, but it's difficult. It's difficult to try and keep up with all the questions. It's difficult because of the flow of it. I think on the podcast, when I'm pre-recording, I can get it to flow a lot easier and a lot nicer. Even when I'm talking on the phone with someone, I can get it to flow a lot nicer and a lot easier. But I would say that, personally, like I want to talk to a live audience. Like I want to get up there in front of people. It'll be a lot more nerve-wracking because I might get off on a tangent and just go. But I think that's why I'm excited for it, is because it'll be like a podcast, but I'll be in front of a lot of people. So I love talking in front of people, but I think that in terms of recording this podcast, it's a lot easier to record it alone prior to publishing, just because I can get the flow a lot easier and yeah. All right. Ah, Kinsley, yeah. Gosh, I miss that girl. It's Margaret kind of nailed it on the head right there. Probably going back to networking. The comfort zone and approaching people, 100%. I would 100% agree. All right. Like, I don't want to bore you people. I guess, do you have any more questions? If you do, great. Feel free to throw them out there. If you don't, that's okay too. I'm more than happy to wrap this up. I have a hot chocolate that's getting a little bit cold. I guess one of the things that I want to mention this week too, and maybe you'll hear me mention it next week as I start to tell Kinsley hi from Instagram. Hey, Kinsley, hi from Instagram. Oh, says Emily. Emily says hi from Instagram. Emily Sexton. Sorry, Emily, I'm going back and forth between screens here. I guess one of the things, I'll get to your question in just a second, Bailey. One of the things that I sent to Leanne this morning, and I sent like the crying eye emojis, like 7 of them, because I've seen this video circulating before, but this morning it just hit me again. My friend Chase, his dad, he had shared a podcast. I'm lying. He had shared a video, not a podcast, this morning. And I've seen this before. It was a 26-year-old female, and she passed away from, I believe it was some sort of cancer. But she had written a letter to a dying letter, basically, on her computer the day before she had died. And one of the things she said in the letter, which I think is why Margaret's post today on her blog hit me so hard too, or had such a big impact on me, was because I think that God is saying something to me right now about take a chance. Because this morning in that video that Jim shared, he had been saying, or the lady in her letter had been saying, you know, like, I've learned that you shouldn't spend your money on material things and you should spend it on experiences, which we've all heard that before. But coming from someone who was in their last bit of life that recognized that it's those little things that you do, it's those memories, those experiences, you don't want to look back and be like, oh, I wish I would have done this or I wish I would have done that. You want to be able to say like, oh, I'm really glad I did this, or I'm so glad I took advantage of the opportunity to do that. And so to me, I can answer your next question that way, Bailey. What is your next goal? My next goal is to get started on all of this as soon as possible. I think that's one thing in the past year, even 6 months, you could say that's really been on my butt is that I've heard this from the video this morning from, hey Taylor, I've heard this from Margaret's blog post today. I've heard this from God just in the past couple of months, but that every day could potentially be your last. You never know. We heard that from Jesse a few weeks ago. His dad, you don't realize how short life is until something happens that shows you how short life is. And that's something I've kept saying, you know, like, I want to be a motivational speaker in the future. I want to be a speaker in the future. I want to do speaking. Someday I want to do this, or someday I want to do that. One day I'm going to start a podcast. And it was just saying, one day I'll do this, one day in the future. And what I've been needing to do and what I've been doing a little bit more is saying, okay, today's the day I'm going to do this. Today's the day I'm going to do that. And that's why I've been so bad Hey, Taylor. That's why I've been so bad about being on top of speaking lately, I think, is because I need to start to get back into that habit of, okay, like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. And I need to put all my effort into doing it. Because the one regret I'll have in life is if I die and never got to speak in front of an audience, never got to speak the way that I want to speak. I don't count that. This is going to sound bad. I don't count the induction banquet I did. It was a fantastic opportunity. I loved every minute of it. I would do it again in a heartbeat. But in my mind, what I envision is speaking in front of a very large crowd, the 40-minute talk that I've spent a year, 2 years preparing, I want to be able to give that speech one day. And I don't want to ever look back on my life and be like, man, I'm really bummed I never got to give that speech. Or I'm really bummed only my friends or only my family or only my wife ever got to see or ever got to hear this speech. And so that's my next goal. My next goal is to continue to progress, continue to reach out to people, to just let them know, hey, this is where I'm at right now. This is where I want to be in the next 2 or 3 years. And if you have any connections or if you can just kind of let people know this is what I'm doing and that I'm available, that would be fantastic. Ideally, would I like to get paid? Yes. In the end, am I going to be mad if I don't get paid? No. It's just something that I have a strong passion for that I really want to do. So with that, and seeing no other questions, I did get a question of when will my next live podcast be or Facebook Live be? I actually don't know yet. I may do this again and it'll just kind of be random. But this went way longer than I actually thought I was going to go. So I appreciate all of you, tuning in. I'm uncertain if I'm actually going to post this or not. I probably will still post it, on the SoundCloud. But thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for the shout out, Emily Sexton, always rooting for you. Enjoy the finale. Yes, I will definitely enjoy the, Impractical Jokers finale. How could I not? They're hilarious. Thank you for your continued support. I mean that with the greatest sincerity. If you'd like a Trent Speaks t-shirt, let me know. I'm also, I should have looked this up earlier. Let me take a look at something super fast here. Let's see if I can find... Oh, did you know you can't be on Facebook twice? Okay, cool. I'm about to break it. All right, so anyway, I digress. Don't forget, check out LMNO Podcast with Stu McAllister. Don't forget to also check out and subscribe to Mom Life with the smithwife.wordpress.com. I will catch you people later. Have a great week, and don't forget to tune in next week when we get to hear from my guest, Brandon.